The CCTV All-Stars have not been on the scene for too long, but we're hearing about them more and more often. They're based out of Prague and play a tireless schedule here month after month, so they're certainly listed as a Czech group, quote-unquote. But each member of the five-man ensemble is from a different country, and they bring a variety of musical backgrounds to a foreground of ska. Today I sat down with two of their number, their British frontman and guitarist Eddie Allen, and Swedish bassist Fredrik Janacek. You've got a Brit, a Swede, a Mexican, a Czech, and an American. Am I missing someone?
No.
That's everybody. How did this come to be, this cosmopolitan group in Prague?
Expat.
Well, they try to call me an expat, but I never was a patriot, so it's a hard term for me. No, I met many different people from many different countries here in Prague, and I just picked the best musicians I could find, really. And like, the way we met was pretty cool. Like, you know, like, met them in the street, on the bus, you know, met Stepan on the bus, at jam sessions, in the studio.
And you, Fredrik?
Well, I've been here for a very long time.
How long have you been here?
I moved to Prague already in 92.
He's a Czech legend.
In 92, and I'm like half Swede, half Czech. I had to learn Czech as an adult, though. But anyhow...
Well, you've been pretty busy with music in Czech Republic.
Yeah, I was busy in music. I was playing with a lot of bands since I moved here. I was in the Slunichko band in the beginning of the 90s, together with Linka Ruzilova, and then I founded up Slunichno Orchestra with two guys. And then I was almost from the start of the minus 123 minutes, which just split before Christmas.
All of these bands, Slunečný Orchestra and Minus 123, have a very, very different sound than CCTV All Stars.
Well, I shouldn't say very, very different.
Well, Slunečný Orchestra.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, I mean, you got the Latin thing in the CCTV All Stars as well. So I wouldn't say that. I mean, even these guys, they want to put a tune of Slunečný Orchestra on the Leopards 4.
That's true, we want to cover Samba. So.
And so, Eddie, does your musical interest also range further than ska?
For sure. I mean, if you look at the band, it's actually... I mean, I started off playing a lot of ska and reggae, and I sort of started the band on that concept, but it's totally changed since then. It's like we're playing many different styles of music together. Anything from, you know, like reggae, ska, rock, punk, folk, Latino music, samba, breakbeat, drum and bass, a lot of gypsy and a lot of jazz in there, a lot of jazz, very jazz influence. So that's just the start, you know, but what we're calling this is full rhythm music, and it's like our sort of concept of music, which is full rhythm music, which is something now that's coming out of England now. There's a few bands playing this, and it's sort of making a little scene for a band that just wants to play as many different styles of music on one album in one set.
I'm still interested in the national diversity of the band. Do you think if the same people were doing this music in another country, any other country, do you think it would sound the same?
Yeah, I think it would sound the same.
You think it would sound the same? There's nothing about the Czech Republic in particular that's inspiring your sound.
The beer and beautiful things that are just walking around all the time. So then if you look up, see what's coming down. If you look straight forward, you see what's coming around. If you look back, you only see the past. And if you look down, please let it...
You've kept up quite a vigorous schedule of concerts for at least a year now.
Yeah, because we're broke.
So that's kind of the question I wanted to get to. Are you actually one of the few Czech bands that are making a living from what you do?
Yeah, we're making a living from music, not just from this band, because we're all playing different projects. But we do all make money from pretty much all of us make money from music. No, I decided 2 years ago, I decided I'm never going to do another job unless it's to do with music. I just made a personal decision to myself, which was, if I want to be a musician, I have to live it and do it. And if it means I'm going to be really poor for a bit, then okay, like, I don't mind, but...
Well, you, for one, were busking before you got together with this band, right?
For sure, yeah, I was...
Well, when I read that you're a busker, it just clicked in my mind, all right, maybe that's why they're CCTV All-Stars, because stars of CCTV, maybe? Could that be it, or what's the...
That's exactly it, yeah.
Is that exactly it? Yeah, yeah. I pat myself on the back there, then.
Well, okay, you're American, so I don't expect you to get everything, but...
But in England, there's more cameras than any other
for
country.
For sure, in England, everyone, when we go to England, like, everyone knows what our name is about, for sure. Like, it's not in Prague, no one really, they're like... Oh, is it like Chinese Central Television or something like that?
You've only been together for around a year and a half, am I right?
Yeah.
So, what is the future of this venture? What do you expect from it? Is it about having a laugh and getting the music
We want to spread the music as much as possible, of course. I think that's one of the reasons why we do it, and we're working pretty hard on it, and it is hard. but I mean, it's tricky for us to get, for example, outside Prague to meet an audience because, maybe it's because of that we're not part of the total Czech scene. We're like this international band and so on. We're working on it though. We did play in Trutno Festival in the end of August. I think we'll try to reach out to a lot of outside the country as well. We were like recently in England and had a great feedback there. I think this is very due to the lyrics and so on, that people are listening to the music in another way there than they do here. Of course, they're dancing and everything like that, and it's party and everything, but the people say they absorb the music more entirely, I should say.
We began this conversation with you telling me straight out that I could download your music from the internet, which is a shocking thing for a musician in this day and age to say.
You think?
Are you not? Are
it's
you,
not
you know?
Really that shocking. Everyone's doing it.
Well, the only thing is that maybe musicians like say it or invite people to download their music. Well... we do, but we still have this experience that people still want to buy the CDs on our concerts and so on because they like this thing, and to buy it directly from the musicians is a special thing. Which I would do probably so as well. You get the music from you can download the music, but the thing with the CD, it's something different. So we still sell the CDs though. As we said before also, the main thing is for us is to spread the music as much as possible, and this is the best way of doing it.
And is there going to be another CD coming out sometime soon, or how long are we going to be waiting?
Yeah, well, we're starting working on it now. We have the material, we're working on the arrangements, we'll quite soon go into studio to start to prepare it with a... started the first recordings, and I think we should be released in maybe March next year.
The only problem is we have too many good songs, we just don't know which ones to pick, it's so hard.
Yeah.